You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And on our talk and text line is Odyssey Sports betting insider Brad Evans, host of BetMGM Tonight, and now part of the new Westwood One sports lineup. Weekdays from 6 to 11 Eastern. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Bradley, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for having me back.
Brad, first of all, how's everything going now with the new Westwood One stuff?
Oh, it's exciting, man. We got a blowtorch. So, you know, we're available right now over 300 terrestrial stations nationwide. We're on Sirius XM channel 375 as well. We're rocking, we're rolling, we're having a damn good time every single night. From 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, myself, Pat Boyle, our outstanding crew, working hard, grinding, and it's all about infotainment, man. You know, we're not just breaking down lines, a lot of traditional sports talk, but little gambling and in-season fantasy talk sprinkled in, my man.
How about that? All right, tonight's game, Miami of Florida versus Ole Miss. To be honest, this is strength against strength. Miami, Florida's defense is bad to the bone, and Ole Miss's offense is really, really good. And you got a dynamic football player in Trinidad Chambliss, and when they want to throw the hammer at you, that Lacy guy can run the ball. Your thoughts tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be a dandy, and you're right. It is the definition of strength on strength. You know, often I usually side with a team that's a little bit more explosive, but in this case, I think defense does indeed win championships. Defense does indeed win college football playoff games. I'm going to lay the chalk with Miami, but I'm going to do this in a creative way. I'm going to do a little same-game parlay, simple two-legger. We'll need 7, 8, 9, 10 legs to try to get rich and get famous on social media platforms. We're just trying to build bankrupt. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Hurricanes on the money line, which means all I got to do is win straight up. I'm going to jack the game total up to 61.5, and Dominique Wilkins slam dunk that under. You put those hands together, it's at a plus 106. The Canes defense is just stifling. Number 7 in all college football and EPA per play defense entering the ninth. You know, what version of Carson Beck is always undetermined on what you're going to get in, game out. But, you know, if he just plays average football in this one, I could see Miami winning this sucker in a squeaker. Something like 24-21 feels about right as the SEC struggles. They may continue.
I do believe. I think the SEC dominance is over with. I just think in the new world of college football and what we've seen now, this potentially could be three straight years the Big Ten wins the national title. So I'll throw you to that one. Man, Oregon, Indiana, it's the rematch game. Normally it's tough for the winner to come back and pull another W, but, man, when they went to Oregon, Brad, they didn't just beat Oregon. They beat them up. It just sort of left them out. Man, Indiana, they beat them from pillar to post in that particular game. Your thoughts, Indiana, Oregon?
Look, I bared witness, and I watch every single second of it because I'm understandably a masochist, but I watch my University of Illinois Fighting Illini just get run roughshod over Indiana back in late September, 63-10. And, you know, my family bailed after about a quarter of that action. They're like, yeah, we're getting waxed. We're not going to watch this massacre. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit here and endure it because I'm curious about IU. And, man, ever since I saw that butt-whooping, I'm like, okay, I'm on board with Cignetti. I'm on board with this team being much better than advertised. The rest of America took a while to catch up. I always felt that Fernando Mendoza was a real deal Holyfield. He certainly delivered, wins the Heisman, going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, going to go to Vegas here in short order. But really, you know, Indiana, they are an outstanding defensive team. they don't have any weaknesses. They're ball hawks. They're excellent in gap coverage on the ground. You know, always have that extra safety over top, preventing some of the big plays. You know, the advanced data bears it out. They're number one in the country EPA per play offense, number four in the country EPA per play defense. Now, Oregon's top 10 in both those categories as well. And you're right, second chance, always tough to defeat a team in the same season. But Indiana is a wagon. And once again, I'm going to go ahead and saddle them up. Hoosiers score the cover -3.5, and they're going to win national title, folks.
Brad, moving on to the NFL playoffs, the wild card round, I think the one game that Mike and I have gone back and forth the most on, the one that I feel the least confident about of all the matchups, Buffalo and Jacksonville. Jacksonville is red hot entering this postseason. Buffalo maybe has the best quarterback in the postseason. It's just, you know, everyone keeps talking about, oh, no Mahomes, no Lamar, who's there to stop, no Burrow, no, who's there to stop Josh Allen from finally winning it all. But, you know, when we were talking with Mark Schlereth, the Odyssey NFL insider, about this on Tuesday, he had mentioned that this is probably Buffalo's worst team in recent years that have made the postseason. So it just feels like this Jacksonville team, they're underdogs at home, which I'm sure you have some numbers about home underdogs in the first round of the playoffs. Just want to get your thoughts on that matchup, because that's the one that I'm so, you know, back and forth on. I just don't know who to pick.
Yeah, man, I'm all about the deniers in Duval County. I like Jacksonville quite a bit in this one. I know Buffalo's, you know, a lot of people cheering for them. Maybe this is a year they can finally get over the hump with the Baltimore Ravens down to the postseason. Of course, with Kansas City on the outside looking in, this should be their year. But, of course, their biggest issue has been defending the run all year long. I think Travis Etienne is going to be stellar in this game. And then you know, look at Trevor Lawrence as well. He has been peak efficient vertically, but making a lot of plays with his legs, especially inside the red zone where he's got 10 rushing touchdowns on the season. And the other thing I think is underpublicized, the Jags defense is outstanding, guys. They have not allowed a running back to eclipse 75 yards on the ground. Right now, the over-under on James Cook at BetMGM rush yards at 78.5. I am dunking the under on that. I think he's going to be lucky to get past 60. He's a lifeblood. I know a lot of people would say, no, it's Josh Allen, brah. But I think really what makes that team tick is the action that Cook gets and his efficiency on the ground. One of the best in business on a per-rate basis and per-touch basis. But Jacksonville just bottles you up as they're number three in the NFL EPA per-play defense. And they are top 10 on the season in rush EPA defense. So I think the Jags will be able to handle them in the end. It's going to be hard fought. It's going to come down to the bitter end. They're catching a point right now. You just take them straight up at a -110 on the money line at BetMGM. That is the play, and I'll gladly take the under as well, which is right now sitting at 51.5.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Two of the most entertaining games I've watched all season long in the NFL. Packers-Bears. And if you just watched the end, it was really something. I know your boy Harvat, sometimes he get overly excited with them Packers. But your thoughts, Green Bay, Chicago.
Look, I'm a Bears fan through and through, and trying to bury the bias and look at this matchup objectively. First thing I want to make, a lot of people blowing up the weather right now. It is not going to play that much of a factor, at least not the white stuff flying through the air. There's going to be some spotty snow showers at kickoff, but not accumulating snow, which earlier in the week, some of the modeling by the National Weather Service suggested could be in play. But based on the recent updates, I think it's a slim chance of that occurring. Winds could gust up to 30 miles an hour. Sustained winds means consistent winds around 15 to 20. It's going to impact more the kicking game than I think anything else. You might say, well, what do you know about weather? Folks, I have a master's degree in geoscience with an emphasis in meteorology from Mississippi State University. So I know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to Mother Nature. With that put to rest, I do like the Bears in this game if they can get a couple of takeaways, and that's the key. because that defense is so leaky, so beatable, so susceptible, whether on the ground, and Josh Jacobs claims he's, you know, at or near 100% right now, or vertically, and Jordan Love, of course, and Spread the Love, there's some of those deep ball actions to Christian Watson, maybe Romeo Doubs. You know, it's a coin flip kind of game. The Bears have got to start off hot. They've started off sluggishly in first halves repeatedly throughout the entire season, but I think the takeaways they will get, 2 is the magic number, whether it's on a, you know, strip sack, whether it's on an INT, maybe they get a scoop and score, pick 6, I don't care. Get 2 turnovers, and the Bears are going to win. Bear down. If it doesn't happen, gentlemen, I may have to drink an entire bottle of Malort.
The weekend cap here, as far as Monday Night Football goes, Brad, the Texans at the Steelers. Houston, I think the line has come down ever so slightly from 3.5 to 3 now on the road in Pittsburgh. They are the favorites here. Once again, another road favorite in the AFC playoff picture. Want to get your thoughts on this matchup. It feels like I've had different callers call in and ask me, oh, who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl? The NFC, it feels a little bit easier to say, yeah, I feel pretty confident. The Seahawks, how they've been playing down the stretch, they've beaten a lot of really good teams down the stretch as well. The AFC, it feels like it's wide open. And the Texans defense, I don't know about you, Brad, but if there's any team that's contending in the AFC, I think that's maybe the one unit on either side of the ball that nobody wants to see in the AFC playoff picture.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any weaknesses defensively. They just really collapse pockets. They bottle up the run, and they shut you down vertically, and you're going to be facing a 40-something quarterback. And I know Aaron Rodgers dialed back the hands of time on that, you know, second-to-last drive of the game last week against the Ravens. Magical fashion. That was the best, like, 5 minutes of football I've seen all season. It was downright redonkulous. Very compelling, very gripping, to say the least. But can that version of Aaron Rodgers play for 4 quarters? Super Bowl chance in hell that's going to happen against this defense. I like the under on the 38.5. It's come down, open at 39.5. I think it's going to be a field goal kicking contest of sorts. But the biggest issue is the Steelers' defense. They have not been the steel curtain. They've been the soft curtain all year, whether defending the run, defending the pass. If we just get an average level of play from C.J. Stroud, I think Nico Collins is going to rip them a new one. I know Woody Marks isn't particularly efficient on the ground, but I like Houston, guys. I worry about the hook being in play, but right now that's out of the equation. It's down to 3, and I like juice at a -105 at BetMGM with the Texans. So, yeah, I'll lay the chalk, and I'll bet the under. Houston's going to march on, and I think they're a dark horse to represent the AFC in Santa Clara in this year's Super Bowl.
They got a shot. Hopefully their offensive line can stay together and at least do a decent job. One last one for you. L.A. Chargers, Patriots, and, man, what a ride Mike Vrabel has taken the Patriots on this year. Drake May has just been fabulous, and you got a star running back in Trevion Henderson. And I know they got beat up front along the offensive line, but that pieced together defense, so much of it in free agency, going up against the Chargers, whose offensive line, man, you got to get the resume on those guys. But your thoughts, Patriots, Chargers.
Yeah, guys, my body post-holiday season is ready to play on the offensive line for LAC right now. They need wide-bodied humans to defend against this New England defense and can really get after the quarterback position. Drake Mays has been brilliant. He's a front-runner to win the MVP. It's a two-horse race right now with him and Matthew Stafford. New England can lose this game. Not at Foxborough. Not there in the chilly conditions. I'll gladly lay the 3.5. You know, the biggest area of weakness defensively for the Chargers has been defending the run. They're giving up, well, north of 4.5 yards for carry the running back position. You've got that 1-2 punch of Trevion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson, who was outstanding last week. So, and Drake May can make some plays with his legs as well. It'll be competitive for about 3 quarters, 4th quarter. I think New England opens up a can and coasts to a victory. I got the Patriots representing in the AFC and Santa Clara. I'm going to stick to my guns. I ain't budging. Go Pats. They're going to cover against the Chargers.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Didn't get to tell you, but Happy New Year. Best of luck to you for 2026, buddy. Thank you.
Happy belated New Year to you, gentlemen. Until next time. Adios.
All righty.
Thanks, Brad.
That was the hosts of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Brad Evans. Listen and watch Brad on BetMGM Tonight from 6 to 11 Eastern on the Westwood One Sports in your Odyssey app. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM.